Welcome to episode 28 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and today I have another mini episode for you where I will talk about one interesting English expression. The Everybody ESL podcast is available in the Apple iTunes Store and on the Stitcher app. If you like the podcast, subscribe to it and leave it a good review. And as always, I'd like to remind you that if you have any questions about anything you have heard in any of these podcasts, or any questions about English in general, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this episode. The expression I want to teach you today is wild goose chase. A wild goose chase. You know what a goose is, don't you? A goose is a bird kind of like a duck. It has a long neck and webbed feet, and it's famous for the honking sound that it makes. And a wild goose chase is any impossible or meaningless task or errand. If there's something you're trying to do that is impossible to do or pointless even to try to do, you can call that a wild goose chase. I guess chasing or capturing a wild goose is very difficult. So a wild goose chase is a task or an errand that's very difficult or impossible to do. Let me give you an example or two, and then I think this will make perfect sense to you. Let's say your grandmother is telling you a story about her childhood. She's talking about some favorite treat she used to enjoy. Maybe there was a kind of cookie her mother used to buy at the store. And your grandmother says to you, "I would really love to have those cookies again after all of these years. Would you go to the store and buy me those cookies?" And you think to yourself, you don't say this to your grandmother, you think, "What? There's no way I can find those cookies anymore. I'm sure they don't even make those cookies anymore. It's been so many years." But you go. You go to one grocery store and you look in all the aisles, all the shelves. No, you can't find those special cookies. You go to another store, trying that store. Maybe they have those special old cookies. Finally, you go to a third store. Nope, they don't have the cookies either. And then you are sure you have been on a wild goose chase. There was no way you could accomplish this task. There was no way you could succeed. It was a wild goose chase. Here's another example. Let's say your boss tells you, "There are some old files we really need. I think they're down in the basement. And if they're not down in the basement, then maybe they're in the old building on the other side of town. You know the one. Well, I think maybe they're there. I'm not sure, but they're really important, and I need you to go find them." So you go down into the basement. You look through all of these old folders, and you can't find these old documents that your boss needs. So you get in your car and you go across town to that old building he mentioned, where the offices used to be. And you search there for an hour or two. You can't find these old documents. Finally, you go back to the office. You tell your boss, "I'm sorry, I couldn't find those files." And your boss says, "Yeah, you know, come to think of it, I think maybe we got rid of those files a long time ago. I don't think they exist anymore." And then you realize, and you know for sure, that your boss sent you on a wild goose chase. There was no way you could accomplish this task. It was a wild goose chase. Impossible or meaningless. You shouldn't even have tried. Well, that's wild goose chase. an interesting and colorful expression, and maybe you will start hearing it soon. And that's the end of episode 28 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English or anything you've heard in one of these podcasts or a suggestion for a future podcast, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with a full-length episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon. Yeah.